had discrimination on the part of realtors. You had discrimination on the part of lenders. And we know nationally, for example, the Federal Housing Administration, FHA mortgages, which were a main form of mortgages for homeowners, had an underwriter's manual that explicitly discouraged racially integrated neighborhoods. They were referred to as unstable, not creditworthy. The lingering legacy of those earlier decisions got built into kind of the socioeconomic and cultural DNA of Milwaukee and other cities, created a framework, a structure that inexorably led to a segregated, two-tiered, polarized society.
Why have things changed so slowly in terms of the integration of Milwaukee itself and its nearest suburbs and even those that are in exurbia?
Difference between Milwaukee and other, communities around the country, most of which, quite frankly, are fairly segregated. So it isn't like Milwaukee is the only place that exhibits segregation. Only about 6% of metropolitan Milwaukee's African-American households live in the suburbs. Of the 100 largest metropolitan areas in the country, that percentage is almost 40%. And I think, partially it's the residue of these early segregationist practices and discriminatory practices. And increasingly, however, it's now a function of the economic polarization of metropolitan Milwaukee. African Americans tend to be disproportionately represented among the poor or low-income communities. The housing that is affordable in some of these outlying areas is almost non-existent, and as a consequence, the lack of affordable housing, coupled with the persistence of whatever sort of segregationist and discriminatory practices still exist, makes it very, very difficult to integrate those suburban areas.
Is any of this segregation that is existing in Milwaukee by choice?
No doubt that there's a share of that. Does it explain the lion's share? Doubtful. For African-American households making over $100,000 a year, in Baltimore and Minneapolis, for example, the vast majority of those $100,000 a year households live in the suburbs. In Milwaukee, the vast majority of those $100,000 African-American households live in the central city, and 42% of them live in neighborhoods in which the poverty rate is over 20%. I think it's a manifestation of the degree to which the suburban environment either doesn't appear welcoming to those households or whether the informal practices of segregation are keeping, those households from getting access to those neighborhoods.
So why should anyone care about these numbers?
Well, I think we should care about it for a number of reasons. Most importantly, simple justice. It's a situation in Milwaukee of separate and unequal life chances, separate and unequal economic possibilities. Beyond that, the sustainability of this as a model going forward for prosperity in the region, for economic development, is highly questionable. I mean, a region simply can't survive as a place that is divided into more or less two societies. One of the really troublesome aspects is that we can see the regional nature of not only our overall economic problems in Milwaukee, but the way in which this issue of segregation fits into the issue of regional development. But we seem to have a gridlock in being able to come up with a kind of a regional solution. I mean, transportation is a perfect example. Metropolitan area after metropolitan area has been able to institute a regional transportation scheme, in almost all cases on either an existing or a planned rail transit system. Well, look how rail has been a divisive issue in Milwaukee, how we've been unable to come up with anything approaching a rail plan that would begin to knit together employment centers and make it somewhat easier, for example, for workers in the central city to get access to jobs in suburban job hubs in Wauwatosa or in Brookfield or places where job growth is actually increasing. So, that's just an example of the degree to which we have a kind of regional political gridlock that unfortunately has kept us from really solving the problems of inner city decline and racial polarization.
Mark Levine, director of the UWM Center for Economic Development, thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you.